KLW at 12:22 with Eddie Rogers as we count down the top 172 in order. That's number 49, War, Slipping into Darkness.
The Sound of 72. The concert of the year. The Rolling Stones come to Cobo.
Basically how it started, there were about 1,000 or more people who didn't have tickets who wanted to get in. They organized, they shouted, let's get together and let's rush the doors. And so they started throwing things at the doors, bottles, rocks, and pieces of wood. And they broke a couple windows and then they charged the door.
I understand you traveled a long way to see the Stones. How far did you come?
800 miles.
How'd you make it?
Hitchhiked, took a bus.
With the dark?
Yeah, pretended I was blind.
How'd you get your tickets?
How did I get them? I sent in mail orders about May 17th.
The Sound of 72.
Have a happy new year with CKLW.
Donny Osmond, back in March of 72, checking in with number 48 on the top 100 for the year. This, of course, Puppy Love.
And they called it Puppy Love.
With Eddie Rogers and the countdown of the top 100 for 1972. Here's 47, the count. Why not start all over again?
Oh, no, no. play. Chalk it up for experience. That's what I'll do. But only in a dream, love could be true. Send it over to the other side of the tracks. But you see, love is nothing but a monkey on your back.
Sammy Davis Jr.
We got involved with the song, I guess, because of the fact that I've sort of been a good luck omen for Tony Newley and Leslie Brickes, whose song it was. And my kids like Candyman. You know, they went to see Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory about six times. But we were doing some new recordings for MGM, and both Mike Curb and Mike Vina and myself, we said, hey, well, let's throw one of the Newley things in there as a lucky thing. It's your first session. And we did Candyman, and nobody knew it was going to happen the way it did.
Come to the right man, because I'm the Candyman.
Who can make a sunrise?
At 12:35. Good afternoon to you.
Introducing a beautifully redesigned Chevelle Malibu for 1973. New front and rear styling, distinctive rear quarter windows, and a roofline on the coupe that not only adds style, but the strength of a pillared hardtop. It's also our roomiest Malibu yet, with nearly 3.5 more inches for your legs in the back seat of the sedan. We think Malibu is one fine car, but we're even more interested in what other people think. So before the official introduction, we showed our Malibu to people like yourself and asked for their first impressions.
I think for a family car, there's plenty of room.
It's outstanding. There's no question about it.
I like the extra headroom.
I like the lines of it. And I like, well, the idea of the extra window.
It's a little bigger car, isn't it?
73 Malibu, the complete car for more Americans.
Your feet, a rock and roll rainbow, living in light, the music that captures you in irresistible excitement. The Electric Crater is here, I-75 Fenton Exit in Holly.
CKLW.
Found what we were.
1239 and the award-winning Rat Ben, Michael Jackson from October and song 44.
My hair was so nothing, I had to do something.
Clairol's made it so simple, it's hard to go wrong.
What's nice about Clairol's Frost and Tip is you get everything you need right in the kit.
You can frost a little or a lot, it's your choice. And I really like that.
It lets you keep your own color, but zip it up a little. Very brave about doing things to my hair. But Frost and Tip made it easy. People always think I've had it done.
It's nice to know it doesn't cost a fortune either.
Any way you wanna do it, Frost and Tip does it.
It's really a classy look.
Yeah, you can do a little or a lot, but do something. Add a little excitement to your hair with Clairol's Frost and Tip. At CKLW, the delegates.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Walter Klondike from Convention Hall, Miami Beach, bringing you the first get-together convention of Republicans and Democrats alike. We have Henry Kissinger and Vice President Agnew standing by on the right side of Convention Hall. Come in, David Stinkley.
Thank you, Walter. Mr. Kissinger, amid this historic moment, with all the pomp and grandeur of the political system of America all around you, tell us, sir, what are your innermost thoughts at this very moment?
Got a woman.
Vice President Agnew, what are your thoughts, sir?
Right on.
Mr. Agnew, when you heard the rumors that President Nixon might not select you as his running mate again, what did you say to him?
You never should have promised him a given here. Don't hold back now. Give it here. Don't say nothing. Just give it here. Come on.
Mr. Agnew, if you were in Senator McGovern's place, who would you have chosen as a running mate?
Bertha.
Bertha who?
Bertha Butt.
Who's she, sir?
One of the Butt sisters.
Do you agree, Mr. Kissinger?
Got a woman.
Thank you, Henry Kissinger and Vice President Agnew. Back to you, Walter.
Thank you, David. Now, Sidney Brentley is over on the left side. He has Sergeant Schreiber with him.
Sergeant Schreiber, what did you say to Senator McGovern when he finally asked you to be his running mate?
You just call lonely brother when you need a hand.
How did you finalize your agreement with Senator McGovern? Oh, shades of excitement. One final question, sir. What kind of offer did Senator McGovern make you?
He made me an offer. I couldn't refuse.
Sidney, forgive me, but our roving reporter, Larry Reasoning, has Martha Mitchell on the microphone. Take it away, Larry Reasoning.
Mrs. Mitchell, would you like to talk to our listeners?
I'll suck it to you, Daddy.
Now that your husband has resigned from politics, how do you feel, ma'am?
I'm the happiest girl in the whole USA.
Mrs. Mitchell, your complaint was that your husband didn't have any time to spend with you. Now that you are alone, ma'am, what do you talk about? Well, I can understand that, Mrs. Mitchell. Now back to you, Walter.
Sidney Brentley is on the left side of the floor with Mr. and Mrs. Eagleton and Senator McGovern. Take it away, Sidney.
Thank you, Walter. Senator McGovern, how did you feel when you and Senator Eagleton first separated, sir?
Alone again.
Oh, yes. What did you do then?
Go to Dr. Wooper.
And what did your physician advise?
Put the line in the coconut and call me in the morning.
Everyone was turning you down, sir. If Sergeant Schreiber had also refused, who would you have turned to then?
A horse with no name.
Oh, I love horses. Now, Senator Eagleton, how does one feel in the morning when his world has been shattered, sir?
Well, you wake up in the morning, your hands are shaking, and your nerves are all uptight.
Well then, Senator, why didn't you resign immediately?
Am I wrong for trying to hold on to the best thing I ever had?
Yes, and what are your feelings now towards the people who opposed you?
Smiling in your face.
One final question to you, Senator Eagleton. What did you say to the newspaper columnist when you met him face to face?
Liar! Liar!
Senator McGovern, what are your feelings on that, sir?
How can a loser ever win?
Mrs. Eagleton, would you like to answer him?
Who do you think you are, Mr. McGovern?
Who do you think will vote for Senator McGovern now that your husband is out? Ma'am, do you think you could have done more for your husband during those trying times? Thank you very much. Now back to you, Walter.
There's a commotion on the left side of the floor. We've got Senator Kennedy standing with Jane Ronda. Take it away, David Stinkley. Senator Kennedy, people are talking about your political future because of your good looks, your smile, and the sound of your voice. Why?
And the magnificent.
If you decide to run for president in 76... who will be your campaign manager?
The Candyman.
Miss Ronda, just one question, please. What do you think of President Nixon? Thank you, Miss Ronda. Mr. Kissinger, what are you doing all the way over here on this side of the hall?
Got a woman.
Now that's it from here, Walter. Thank you, David. Thank you, Sidney. Thank you, Larry. Thank you, America. We now return you to your local stations.
Thank you very much. CKLW's number 43 song on the 1972 Top 100 Convention 72 with the delegates. It's 1246. I'm Eddie Rogers.
If you need help making ends meet at this time of the year, trust the people who've had more experience helping more people than any other consumer finance company. And that's HFC, Household Finance, an equal opportunity lender.
What do you need when you need to borrow money right now? Don't you know it's so nice when you need to borrow?
Partying going on with the Big Brothers of Windsor at a skating party. It's Wednesday, 5 till 9 p.m. at Adstall Arena.
CKLW weather.
Cloudy and windy with steadily falling temperatures today. Snow flurries tonight and tomorrow. Low tonight, 29. Cleveland has 50 degrees. In Toledo, 42. Currently, 43 degrees at CKLW. 1972. That's number 42. Everything Good is Bad. 100 Proof at 1250 with Eddie Rogers.
The Sound of 72. An assassination attempt. George Wallace paralyzed, but not dead.
The news media of our country is watching not only this state, but this state more than any other state. So I want to say to Mayor Bates and all of those on the stand, I appreciate all of you being here. We've just come from the state of Maryland, where we're going to do well in that state, and I'm sure we're going to do well here in the great state of Michigan on the 16th.
The Sound of 72.
Have a happy new year with CKLW.
Trust your heart, share all of your love.